This is in the 70s, early 70s. You start there in 1970, I think.
Yeah, I was there till the early 80s.
And then the issue of the franchises and franchisees becomes a problem.
It was. We had grown, I want to say too big, that's not a good, but...
Too fast, maybe?
Too fast. I mean, we had franchisees that had outgrown the system. That was an issue. Knew it couldn't go on forever. There were cities that were being run by a franchisee that should have been a corporate city. You know, they were running a lot of cars and the franchisee was making money, but he hated to pay the fees to the headquarters.
Which was you, American International.
Right. And all these franchisees were American International. It was a flag that they flew, but it became just a cumbersome deal. And then I heard that Thrifty Car Rental, which was headquartered in Tulsa, was for sale. I knew Bill Stimmons, who was the owner of it, or at least the principal owner of it, from national car rental conventions and things like that. We all got invited to the Ford and GM grand openings for the new product, and I got to know him. My wife and I had been in Hong Kong, and I got an email, but something, I don't know, whatever they got at the time, and said that they heard that Simmons was getting ready to sell Thrifty. So I came back, came to Tulsa and talked to him. And I said, I understand you got a deal with a guy. He said, yeah, I do, but I don't like him. He's our franchisee in New York. And he said, he's just a different kind of people than we are. And I said, okay. So went back and talked to Swanner, McWhorter. Linker, who was the Dallas franchisee, had retired. The Dallas franchisee was owned by a group, Pratt. They owned several Holiday Inns around the country. We worked out a plan to go back and talk to Stimmons and see if we could buy it. So I came back to Tulsa and talked to him. He had two partners. He was the majority, but he had a partner in Oklahoma City, and one was a Volkswagen dealer north of Tulsa, small town. And he said, well, I like it, but let me talk to my partners. He called me back the next day, and he said, I think we got a deal. So we bought it.
You had to put a group together to buy this.
Yeah, it was Swanner, McWhorter.
And your franchisee that you talked about. Isn't that true?
Yeah, Tom Leonardini.
All right, but you put some skin in the game yourself.
I did. I put some money in it.
How much did you put into it?
$50,000, I think.
Did you have $50,000?
I borrowed some money from Bank of Oklahoma, and Al Swanner loaned me some money.
$50,000 was a big nut.
It was.
I think you were driving a Mercedes and you even sold that.
My wife was driving a Mercedes. Oh. And I sold it. That was the beginning of the end of that marriage. We had built a nice house in North Dallas. And she had a new Mercedes Roadster. And forgot about that.
That put you in. You had to be part of the plan.
I had to be part,
and you wanted to be anyway. Then didn't you put them through an audit before you really struck the deal?
Yeah, well, we struck the deal, but the purchase price was going to be adjustable, if you will, to the outcome of an audit, which is being done and was to be finished before closing. So the audit was finished. We got the results. It was not pretty. It was a really ugly scene. Stimmons had a good relationship with GMAC. But one of his prime lenders was Bank of Oklahoma here. That's where the pressure was coming. There was a woman who was running the workout department there, Denise Maltby. I assume she's still around, but I haven't seen her, don't know her. The president at the time was Sam Hayes. They called a meeting of the workout department. I went there with my accountant and my head bookkeeper, or whatever you want to call him, of Thrifty. And I walked into a room of probably 8 or 9 bankers. There were 2, maybe 3 of us. I said, well, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news, the audit is done. The bad news is that about 50% of the net worth has been washed away. And Sam Hayes was standing in the door. He hadn't come into the room at that point. He said, thank God, I thought it'd be worse than that. Anyway, we went to work and we got it turned around in pretty good order.
Because of that audit, you bought it at a lower price.
Yes.
Yeah. So then you get into it, and did you have to be thrifty while owning Thrifty?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the offices were out on the BA, and it was Hardesty's building next door to the bank. The building's still there, the bank's still there, but I don't remember the name of the building or the bank. We moved into there. Stimmons had been there, but we grew and took more space and so forth and so on. And things went pretty well.
So there you have Thrifty, and in 1981, then, you officially moved to Tulsa, and that's how...
That's correct.
All right. But then you had Hertz that was out there as big. Avis was always trying harder.
National.
Yeah, National.
There was a company called Airways. There was Budget. There were a bunch. It was a competitive field.
Yeah.